It's been 10 minutes since Meester's alarm went off, and he's still not waking up. I'm worried that he'll be late for work. What should we do, Tomoe?
Oh, Mimi. Stop being so worried over Meester. He's supposed to take care of us. Not the other way around. I think he's off work today anyway. Let him sleep some more, and we can go play chase again. Come on. Come on, Nya.
We played chase all night and all day yesterday. I don't know. Even if Meester doesn't work today, I wouldn't want him to wake up too late. What if he messes up his sleep schedule, Nya? It would be careless if we let him do that, Nya. Oh, I care so much about Meester.
If you're so worried about your beloved Meester waking up, I have an idea. We should pounce on him and growl until he wakes up. Grr. Grr. That'll show Meester not to be so lazy.
Being rough and pouncing and growling? No way. Meester's been so good to us, though. He buys us toys, our favorite food, and he even gives us allowance. Not every Neko gets allowance, or quite the spoiled kittens. You wouldn't want to do something mean like wake Meester up, especially with how he behaved yesterday.
It wasn't that bad. Besides, I think I even saw Meester try not to burst out laughing when he came home to our mess. After a long, boring day at work, we gave him something fun to come home to. He probably thought that our living room disaster was adorable. He must have thought of how much fun we were having chasing each other around. That room needed to be remodeled anyway.
I'm so embarrassed thinking about it. I can't believe how many valuables we shattered yesterday while we were playing and chasing each other. Oh, and how he ripped up the couch too. Contrary to you, I don't think Meester was amused at all. He was silent when he saw our mess, and he didn't say a single word to us. We need to make it up to him somehow. Meester is so scary when he gives us the cold shoulder.
Come on! Meester thinks we're adorable no matter how bratty we get. Besides, he left us at home alone for 10 hours yesterday. What did he expect us to do? Just sit around and lick ourselves all day? Maybe you, but me? He should have known I would have gotten up to do something. In fact, I'm going to wake him up right now!
Wait, Tomoe!
It'll put him in a much better mood. Trust me. Wake up, Meester! You don't want us to break more vases, do you? Grr. Wake up! We're hungry, Nya! Stop being lazy and get up! Feed us something before I break more of your stuff! It's not working. I guess I gotta growl louder. Grr!
Wait! I think we should... Maybe try to do something nice for Meester. We should wake him up nicely, like... licking his neck and face the way he likes. I'm getting Oh, lovey-dovey, just thinking about it. Master. Come on. Let's see if that wakes him up. Let's wake him up gently. That means no growling or scratching. Yeah.
Boring! Fine. Let's try your way.
You get on his right side, and I'll get on his left. There. Let's kiss and lick his face to gently wake him up. I think Master would appreciate that a lot. Yeah. He needs some tender loving. He worked such a long shift yesterday.
Maybe I'll bite him too if he doesn't hurry up.
Yeah. Okay. Only nibbling. But no funny business. We need to wake up Master gently so he doesn't wake up mad at us. Watch. Like this. Master. Yeah. Oh, Master. Look, Talia. He looks so handsome in his sleep. Gently. Gently. There. I think that was a lot of gentle loving from Meowster. Your turn, Tomoe.
Yeah? I thought you'd never finish. He's mine too, you know.
Yeah. I just get possessive with Meowster. You know. Now you try, Tomoe. Be gentle. Meowster, you're finally awake. I missed you so much. Yeah, good morning.
Grr, I thought you were dead, Meowster. I wanted to scratch you a week. But Mimi said we should be gentle.
Or...
Meowster! Yeah, I'm so sorry for breaking those vases and scratching up the couch yesterday. I just... Yeah, I just get so bored when Meowster's away at work and... I guess I got a little carried away.
Yeah? Come on, Mimi. Don't be sorry. We were doing Meowster a favor. The new couch was so ugly. But it was a great scratching post. Yeah.
Yeah. Please forgive us. I promise we'll be on our best behavior from now on. Huh? You still don't forgive us for being bratty yesterday? Yeah? What do we have to do so you'll forgive us, Meowster? Yeah? We have to... suck on you and lick you to prove how sorry we are. I'll do anything for you, Meowster. Huh? You'll give us a special treat to share if we make it up to you?
Really? What treat do you have for us?
Yeah... We... get our allowance back. Plus, we each get a new toy if we make it up to you. Yeah! See, Tomoe? I told you we have such a generous Meowster who is so good to us.
Wah, he was being a meanie when he took our allowance away. I think it's only right for him to give it back to us. Yeah?
So, yeah, I guess I'll suck on his fingers. Sucking Meowster is what I'm best at. That means you get to lick his neck, Tomoe. But no biting, please. Let's really try to make it up to Meowster. He's so sweet and nice, and I. Oh, Meowster.
Oh. I'll bite Meowster if I want to. Yeah, and he'll like it.
Oh, Meowster. Your big hand in my dainty grasp. I hope you like the way I suck your fingers. Maybe you'll want to pet me with your other hand and call me a good little kitty, just the way I like.
Blair, you shouldn't give your allowance back just for saying that. Stop trying to be so romantic, Mimi. Watch. He'll like my neck nibbles more than your finger sucking. Yeah?
Huh, Meowster? What did you say? Whoever does a better job convincing you to forgive us gets to tear up the rest of the couch? I must admit, although I do feel guilty for what I did to it yesterday, it was pretty fun scratching it and—
The couch! I need to tear the rest of that thing up. I really need to. I bet I'll use my mouth better than Mimi ever has on you. And she puts that thing on you a lot. Ready? Set? Go! So, Meowster? Do you like how my breath feels on your neck? Will you please forgive us? I promise we won't act up so much anymore. But I guess my neck nibbles will have to convince you. Meowster, you look totally lovey-dovey after how I nibbled you. Try to beat that, Mimi. Yeah.
Yeah. Why, you? Oh, Meowster. I'll show you the proper way to use one's mouth. Uh. fingers in my mouth, Meowster. It feels so natural to suck on them. Am I being tender and loving enough with them to your liking, Meowster? Yes? It's like, it's almost as if your fingers were made for my little mouth. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, this feels so romantic. I love you, Meowster. You love my tender, loving finger sucking better than that rough stuff Tomo did, right, Meowster? So, Meowster, what do you think? Did we convince you to forgive us for being bad little kittens yesterday?
That's not important. Yeah. Who gets to rip the couch? And give us our allowance back?
You forgive us? Oh, Meowster, you're so loving and kind. I couldn't ask for a better caretaker than you. You do so much for us and...
Ew! Enough with the romance. Come on, Meowster. Tell us now! Who did it better? Who gets the couch? Huh? Hey! Yeah, it's me!
Yeah. At least you've forgiven us. But that makes me sad. I was hoping to be Meowster's favorite kitten.
That's what you get for kissing ass so much. But come on! Don't be silly, Mimi. I'm not his favorite. I just use my mouth better today. Yeah. That must be a sore spot for you. But he likes both of us. Right, Meowster?
Is it true, Meowster? Do you really love both of us equally? Yeah. Oh, that makes me feel emotional. I love you, Meowster.
I love you too, Meowster. Now come on. Get out of bed.
Grr.
You gotta watch how I'd scratch up the couch. Serves you right for bringing that ugly thing in our house. Yuck.
Yes, Meowster. Let's go. Maybe all three of us can have some more fun on the couch before Tomoe rips it to shreds. Yeah?
Yeah. For once, I actually like one of your ideas, Mimi. After we're through on that couch, maybe there won't be anything to rip to shreds, yeah?